This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Every Thursday, we get together with the Michigan Theater's Russ Collins and fill you in on all that is available to you. We've been doing it remotely for a couple of months now, and at least for a little while longer, we'll be doing it that way still yet. So, Russ Collins, it's good that you're here, even if by phone.
Yes, well, it's good to hear your voice and be able to talk to WEMU listeners as we're all still sheltering in place and for a little bit longer.
Yeah, what are you hearing on the theater situation? Mid-June?
Yeah, we'll probably end up with some starting to open up in mid-June. Probably not to the public. Probably, you know, making sure that all of our systems are open and having some invited audience and. But we're going to keep our ears and eyes. We've been doing preps. We've been making plexiglass protectors around the concession stand and figuring out how we're going to line people up and seat people so everyone will be safe for the foreseeable future. So we'll look forward to welcoming people back into the theater here sometime during the summer, and we hope sooner rather than later. But we want to make sure our staff and all the public is as safe as possible. But until that time, you can still get Michigan Theater popcorn and other concession items if you want a t-shirt or a sweatshirt on Friday, Saturday, and Tuesdays. You can stop by the Michigan Theater.
How's that been going? Are people missing their popcorn enough that they're coming by the theater?
They are, especially on the weekend. So the Friday and Saturday, we have been doing it just Friday, but Friday and Saturdays now we're going to be doing concessions. And so you need to order them in advance. Go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org. And you can order fresh popped Michigan Theater popcorn and drive up to the drop-off place in front of the theater. Your order will be brought out to a table. You can pick it up, call us when you get here, but it works out pretty well.
And then you
really
can go home and you can watch all the offerings put forth streaming and on television by the Michigan Theater.
That's right. So that we have this week we're opening up several films, so let's talk a couple. That one is a documentary on the mindfulness movement. And that's mindfulness is the state of focusing in the present moment without judgment. And it's key, according to a lot of very well-known health professionals, to a healthier, happier world. This documentary focuses on four main characters, one of them being Jewel, who grew up here in Michigan, Dan Harris, Sharon Salzberg, and George Mumford. And it literally is this practice, this meditative practice. Filmmaker Rob Beamer examines this practice, and it really is a fascinating, fascinating piece. And there's going to be a week from today, so the film opens on Friday. You can start watching it on Friday. But a week from today, there's going to be a live Q&A with the director, Rob Beamer. Then that's going to be at 7 o'clock on June 4th. So watch the mindfulness movement. Sometime between Friday and next Thursday, and then you can meet the director with a special Q&A on the Michigan Theater website. So go check that out.
Well, we could certainly use a little peaceful thought in our processes these days, right?
Especially now. And an artistic piece that was created that has a lot of similarities in terms of being a meditative work of art. Is a piece called The Motion of Stillness, which was actually put together by Jared Van Eck. Now, he's our technical director, but he's also known as a local electronic musician by the name of Micro Love. And when it snowed on April the 15th, kind of a surprising late spring snow, he went out and photographed the snow coming down. And he spent hours photographing the snow in the context of a nature park in downtown Ann Arbor. And now he's edited this together, this film footage together, with his own electronic score that he's put together. Now, Jared put together a score to Metropolis in 2017 that was really, really well received. And the score that he put together actually played the Michigan Theater. His computer played the Michigan Theater organ. So it was a fascinating, fascinating piece. So the live organ was used, but it was used to playing the organ. This is a more traditional electronic synthesizer type score. But this motion of stillness that he put together is going to have just some select screening. It's going to be Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 3 o'clock and then next Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Sounds fascinating.
It is. It is a fascinating piece. Jared Banek deserves a lot of credit, he's going to share it with the whole community here over the next few days. We're also doing a film that's part of Cinetopia Presents, as well as the Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival Presents, put together by the Michigan Theater and the Ann Arbor Jewish Community Center. The film is called Abe, and it's about a 12-year-old who's an aspiring chef, but his family is half Israeli, half Palestinian, and they've never had a meal together without a fight. So Abe ditches the traditional summer camp and spends time on the streets in his town in Israel with a mentor who creates a fusion cuisine that inspires the whole family, both sides of the family, and they end up getting together and age-old divides melt away.
It's amazing how food can do exactly that.
It is so true. So the horror film, The Cabin in the Woods, is going to play on Saturday, May the 30th. Now, actually, what happens is this is a watch party, so everybody gets the film ready to be played on Netflix, typically, punches the button so everyone's watching it together, and then folks are networked together so that they can make comments and make fun of the film or talk about how much they appreciate
it. Have actual movie interaction. Yeah.
That's right. It's a lot of fun, and this is a Josh Wheaton movie, and Drew Goddard plays a lead in The Cabin in the Woods.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. The other voice you hear this morning is that of Russ Collins, and you've been hosting these cocktail cinema events as well. And how have those been going?
Those have been going very well. We have a really solid listener core, and we are so it ends up being a lot of fun. So what happens is on Tuesdays, from 7 to 7:30, Alan Collins, who's the bar artist and sommelier at the Pisano's restaurants, he's also Devin, my son, he mixes up cocktails. He sends out the cocktail recipes in advance so you can work with him. And it really is amazing to see someone who knows how to mix a cocktail put something together. They're both very tasty and beautiful to look at. And so that happens from 7 to 7:30. And then people have watched movies in advance. So the two movies this week are What's Up, Doc, which stars Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neal. And it's a screwball comedy that is really hilarious. Came out in 1972 and is a lot of fun. And then the other film we're going to look at is High Anxiety.
Oh, Mel Brooks' take on Alfred Hitchcock, right?
That's right. And a couple weeks ago, we watched two Alfred Hitchcock films. So these films are both from the 1970s. We've been counting down the decades. Last week we did the 60s, or this week, I guess, we did the 60s. Next week we're going to do the 70s with What's Up, Doc, and High Anxiety. So watch those films on iTunes or Netflix or Amazon before the Tuesday at 7 o'clock. The cocktail portions from 7 to 7:30, and then from 7:30 to 8:30, Deb and I discuss the films. It's interactive. You can type in a question, and we have people ask live questions as well.
And you broadcast live from the State Theater, right?
Yes, live from the State Theater, absolutely. And so it's free, but you need to register in advance. You have to watch the movies and pay for the movies on your own. But the cocktail cinema discussion is free. You just have to make sure you watch the movies in advance and then register in advance and then tune in on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Now, Henry Aldridge, emeritus professor at the Eastern Michigan University, has put together his film appreciation class, and there's four different classes, editing, narrative, structure, sound, and mise-en-scene. They're now all available online at the Michigan Theater. Those are definitely worth checking out. Those are very, very popular films. So those are the things that we're featuring this particular week. There's also some new first-run films opening up. Lucky Grandma and Blackfish. Blackfish is a wonderful documentary about killer whales and how they're misunderstood and put into those SeaWorld kind of places, and a very, very confined and difficult thing. If you didn't see Life in Synchro last week, go check it out. It's a documentary film about precision skating or synchronized skating, and it actually started in Ann Arbor in 1956. By Dr. Richard Porter and the Hawkettes. So it's a fascinating documentary about the contemporary synchronized skating movement that interviews a and follows an aspiring Olympic athlete, a 65-year-old woman who is embracing the next chapter of her life, and the synchronized skating is part of it. It's a fascinating piece with a very local connection. And then last week we had a documentary on Diana Kennedy, and it was really, really popular. She's a chef that specializes in Mexican food, and she wants to be the Mick Jagger of Mexican cuisine. She's a fun, fun personality. So lots to see, and if you haven't seen Up From the Streets, New Orleans City of Music, it's still playing. That's a special interest to Eastern Michigan University. Go on our website, michtheater.org. There's a lot more you can check out. But we want you to go check out Jared's film and join us for Cocktail Cinemas on Tuesday.
There's plenty of options for you, even while the theaters are closed, and we will keep our fingers crossed for a reopening in the very near future. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday and exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the State and Michigan Theater, virtually in downtown Ann Arbor.